sometime in February, we started to see the cost going up, right, because of the war and things like that. And interest rates are likely going to be going up. And as a result, start looking at different options on where you can save money. I used to drive almost every day to work because that's my office is quite far away, and it takes usually by public transport by an hour. So if I do drive, it takes about half an hour. In the past, I think each full tank that I pump, it's about $120 to $130. But full tank for me now is about $150. I think the most recent one, close to $170. Recently, I've also started taking public transport to the office. I realize it's not too difficult. I do take two buses. I change, and the bus stops just right at the back gate of my office. It does take a bit longer, but it do save a bit of money. Well, the downside is you have to kind of coordinate your timing of, you know, I check through the app when the next bus is going to come, and I try to time it, right, so that I can reach our office in a much faster time. So we realized that actually a lot of kids' activities can be quite expensive. I have three kids, so you know the tickets for the kids can be quite pricey when you add it up, you know, every small bit counts. So we start doing a little bit more outdoorish kind of activities or places with free activities. So we go for picnics, we go to the beach, we go cycling. Those cost really little, to be really honest. Or we go to the museum, which is free for local citizens. We also go to the library quite a lot now. In the past, actually, we do eat out quite a bit. We rarely cooked at home. Now, actually, we do get dinner. We try to cook at home already, or rather get home-cooked food now. Eating out, I think, if you eat at a hawker center, I think it's still decent. But if you do go to a mid-size or restaurants, then I think it does get quite pricey. We do enjoy our food, so we still do eat out and we do enjoy it as a family time. But I think we just be a bit more selective in where we do dine. Yeah. So the habits for using more online digital payment is actually quite recent, maybe in the last 6 months in this year. So I suddenly realized that actually if you do link up your cards, credit cards to some of those online digital payment platforms, and it's getting more prevalent because of COVID, more merchants and more, even food courts and food centers are actually adopting it, you do save quite a fair bit. Because when you go back and you spend again, you get a discount on your previous spend percentage. So I started using that and I do see some savings in it. So I use GrabPay, I use Fave, I use Dash. That's the first thing I see when I go to a restaurant or when I go to a shop. I do see whether that's the adopted rather than just a credit card payment, because you do save on two sides, right? You still clock up on credit card side in terms of points and you get it on a discount upfront with the digital platform as well. I do have a young kid, so when we buy diapers or when we do buy like bath foams, we actually buy it and get it delivered at home, and we usually get a bottle of six or even like a dozen sometimes, because buying in bulk does get cheaper and these things don't really expire, so you can just buy it up and then put it aside and then use it across the months. It so happened that the bank actually came to us and said, oh, you're due for refinancing, would you like to consider it? And it took me about a month to consider, because I was thinking whether or not I would actually be locking myself in for the next 3 years, right, at a fixed rate. But after looking at the trends in the market, where I see, you know, inflation potentially coming up and interest rates hiking, I decided to jump into it. So when they asked me for the final time in May whether I would like to do it, I said yes. And thankfully I did so. So managed to get myself at a pretty decent rate at 1.65. And I think that since then it has gone up to close to like 2 or 2.1%. And based on the trends that we are seeing, I would think that it might go up further. I think with that, you kind of save over the lifespan, I think on an annual basis, maybe about $2,000. So I think that was quite a significant saving.